Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's happiest podcast network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to today's episode of Why Am I Sad? I'm Joel.
I'm George.
I'm Cass.
And we're fine.
Hello sunshine, hello blue skies, hello lovely day. Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-da.
Good. Like, how's everyone going? Like, I'm on top of the world, baby.
Yeah, for a change, right?
I can't help that I'm fucking awesome. Leave me alone.
You can't help it.
Can't help it.
Don't make fun of someone for something they can't help.
Exactly. You know, life's rules. Leave me alone. God's dead. How's everyone?
I'm doing amazingly.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
How come?
I feel like, because I've mentioned before, I like have been to therapy and stuff, and I feel like all the things that I am meant to do to get, have myself a better life are all automatic now. They're not like I've managed to form them as habits. And it all came together seemingly, well, not overnight, but it was like throughout a week, it was like, oh my God, hey, that's, I'm not stressed at all. Okay, cool. That just happened and I'm fine. Cool. And then next things would come up and be like, wow, I didn't even think of that. I usually would be stressed about that. And it's like, it's everything's kicked over into just being a normal part of it. So, yeah, if you're going through some stuff and you have to be like, oh, shit, this has come up, fuck, okay, think, poo, think, and you have to fix yourself, eventually it's a habit. Hmm. And it's sick. Oh, my God, I feel I can't die, like, which has been pointed out as a different and also a problem. But no. I don't mean that seriously, but I can't die.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. It's fine. Anyone tells otherwise, shush.
they want me dead. Exactly. Don't not talk to them.
Is that kind of thing, I know, for like, say, exercise regime, it's like you have to do something for, is it 6 weeks or is it 9 weeks? I know it's like, it's like if you do it consistently for, I know it's not a month.
I read one which is to form any habits 42 days.
Yeah.
I read one that's 21 days to form a habit.
That's way too fast. That's unrealistic.
You just need to keep doing something. I didn't realize I would be able to get to this point. But I'm like, oh, my God.
Well done.
Nothing can touch me. Really? I could fly to the sun.
So what are you talking about here? You want to give some details?
If I smoke for 39 days, I'm cool.
Yeah, as long as you don't think about it anymore and you're like, geez Louise, wow, these cigarettes are just getting in me and I'm not even doing the work.
I mean, I think you mean, yes, you are because you're smoking cigarettes looks cool. So,
oh,
of
sorry,
course
yes.
You're cool.
Very, very cool. Do not smoke. Do not smoke.
Unless you want to be cool.
Unless you want to be cool. Just say it. No. I'm several years. What's the cigarette equivalent of sober?
Cigarette-free. Sig-free. Yeah, quit.
I'm sig-free for, fuck, how long now?
Nicotine-free?
Almost a decade.
Oh, my gosh.
No, we less than a decade.
Did you ever smoke seriously?
Yeah. I went to like a pack a week.
A pack a week?
Yeah.
Okay, that's not seriously at all.
That's like, seriously?
That is not
it's
seriously.
It's serious for your health, Salmon. I'm really proud of you.
A pack a week's like four a day.
Yeah, it was usually like wake up, have a coffee, have a smoke.
Okay.
And then you'd go maybe kind of like work it all out like any given day. It depends because like some days you were socializing, some days you weren't.
Yeah.
But you're probably like 4 to 5 a day.
That's a heaps.
Look,
it's not heaps.
Look, I'd love to know the stats on 4 to 5 a day smokers and their actual issues with stuff because, you know, that doesn't sound like – when you can think about what a serious smoker is, which is like two packs
sorry,
a day.
Sorry, George. I'm so sorry. Are you suggesting that there's a healthy amount of cigarettes that one can consume without
good
any
– for your T-zone.
Look, all I'm saying is if every cigarette gives you damage, then every cigarette less – gives you less damage.
Exactly.
So,
George,
where are we sitting here?
You never smoke 100% of the cigarettes you weren't going to.
Yeah, that's the one.
One smoke. Don't do it. If you keep doing it, go to hypnotherapy.
Yeah.
Brian, that works too good.
Yeah.
That's how it worked for Zoe. No, I think I stopped when I was, would have been 20, I want to say 4?
Live.
Yeah, 24 or 5. But I was smoking from like 18.
Again, not crazy. You're saying these numbers, which to like, because I didn't, but I have friends who were serious smokers, and they're all like 14 years old, pack a day. Yeah.
Sorry, do you think smoking's cool, George? Because it sounds like you think smoking's cool.
Like, hey, cats. Just because something's bad for you doesn't mean it's automatically
okay, I
wanna
picture,
not cool.
I want you to picture
they're two different things.
A person vaping, a person smoking.
Okay.
Now, which one is less cool?
The cigarettes smell terrible. At least the vape smells like something nice.
Which one is less cool?
And it sounds like you're not answering the question, to be
honest. It does sound like you're not answering the question.
I think you're relying on uninformed and media-propagated biases that I think don't accurately reflect what's happening.
Like
no!
Sounds a lot like someone.
No!
Question.
I've never...
sounds like vaping a little bit less cool.
I know, it really
does. Don't do either.
If how could you hate vaping that much? You couldn't even lie.
It smells nice. No, vaping's cooler than smoking.
What?
So late. And the face she's doing right now.
I don't think
either of them are cool, okay? I'll say it.
On the cool scale.
On the cool scale, wow. I didn't know two things could be so close together on a scale. Shouldn't this be linear?
Yeah. And yet one seems to be...
One of them smells nice and the other one tastes disgusting and smells awful.
And that's what makes it more shocking that one is...
God, cigarettes smell so bad and then... When you smoke them, they smell bad. I remember being...
Oh, yeah, no, I'm with you. I like not being smoking anymore because things have taste and my lung capacity is up, which is nice. Mm. But yeah, it's been almost 10 years now.
Good on you.
Yeah, there's a passage in one of Stephen Fry's autobiographies, More Fool Me, I think is whatever it is, and the Fry Chronicles. And in it, he talks about it because he used to be a heavy smoker and he stopped for health reasons. But he talks about smoking in this book. And let's just say you don't want to read it if you like are trying to convince yourself that smoking isn't great. Because he does it from the position of I quit because it's the worst for you. But he describes it in like ridiculous detail about the joy of the fact that it leaves you unsatisfied always is part of its appeal. And he goes 100%. Into great detail at length as only Stephen Fry can.
Like if you're trying to quit or quitting or whatever, never watch a movie called it's Cigarettes and Coffee, like one of my favorite films, and it's just like all about people having coffee and a cigarette and like chatting. Sort of how I romanticize both office work and truck drivers. Cigarette, like having a smoke in the morning or with a coffee. Ugh, some of the best times of my life. But look, it's bad.
They were. It was when you were like 23, 24 as well.
Yeah.
A divorcee.
Yeah, baby.
No, it's true. And every single. Don't watch Casablanca. Yeah. If you don't want to see cigarettes being cool. Like, that's as simple as it is. Just don't watch Casablanca.
They just smell and taste so terrible.
Yeah.
You're right.
We're not disagreeing with that.
Every time I see people like chain smoking in films, I'm like,
and yet still they're cooler than vaping to you, which is what shocks me the most.
Which is a good point. I'm with you, though. Vaping ain't cool.
Don't do either. But if you're going to do one, vape, because at least it'll smell nice to the people around you. I smoked half a cigar once. It was a coffee cigar.
Ah, see, yeah.
Cigars are very different.
It was, oh my God, it was a cigarillo.
Yeah.
I vomited. It was awful.
Yeah, I
threw
know where
up.
You're
it
know
was disgusting.
Like, cigar falls on that cool scale because it can either be just potential.
Cigarello, though. So.
Cigarello is fun to say. I'll give you that.
It is
that's
very
why
fun
I keep
say.
Saying cigarellos, Aaron.
I agree with you. It's fun to say.
Yeah. One of my favorite songs is called Cigarello.
Oh, yeah.
It's called Cigarello if anyone wants to look it up.
But don't smoke. But
yeah, you know. Smoke.
It was
like an
like a dragon.
Yeah, anyway, smoking is bad. Don't do it. Quitting was one of the best things I ever did. Anywho, how was Edinburgh, George?
It's good.
Yeah.
It was all right. Yeah. It was like
no sad walks in the rain this time.
No. This one was a bit it was so like the it was more pedestrian almost, this one, in many ways, but it's still good. Like, it's the best one in terms of like numbers and money and all that, so that was good. But like the first week I went in with all these high expectations, and then it turned out to be a rather rough festival for everyone. So those high expectations were dashed brutally. So I was like, well, if this keeps going, I'm going to have to really rethink everything I'm doing in my life. But then from that, from the rubble.
Say, that's whatever. Yeah, from the rubble. You have that every other day.
I know you do, yeah. But it was from the rubble of those broken dreams, I did manage to build a small monument of hope. By the end, it was like, actually, no, I did all right. And like the mistakes that I made at the start, I realized those mistakes were very logical reasons and fixed them and got to a good place by the end. So that was nice. But I did get like sick in like the second week, and it didn't kind of go away for the whole thing. Because like one of the rooms for my solo show that I was in this tiny karaoke room converted, because like a work in progress show. So I wanted something small to just do with that while doing the book show in a bigger sort of room. The problem was that you need to have aircon because it'd be 10,000 degrees in this old thick stone. You're under a mountain buildings. And the air conditioning was just pointed like straight down my throat.
Oh, God.
For like the whole hour. So it's just an hour of me talking
just
into air
mouth.
Conditioning. Yeah, and like your throat just gets clogged. So like from the second week onwards, I was just like,
And that's
just
like shooting things into your mouth. Because what's that thing
bacteria
about air conditioning? Yeah, yeah. It sucks everything in and spits it back out.
That's what I mean. Yeah. So it's like just like the biggest recipe for disaster. And like, I remember like the third week, one time I was doing like one of these compilation shows. But it's like, and next up, George DeMille. And as I'm walking out to go onto the stage, I'm like, and this just chunk of mucus is just floating around in my mouth. So the first thing I'm doing as I get on stage is like,
none of this. No, hate this.
How's everyone doing, guys? Like, is it?
No, hate that.
Yeah. So that was because of that, partially, it just kind of dragged on for the whole festival. So that was a dip in the energy that might not have been there.
You sit down, avoid the.
Well, yeah.
Stand on a stool.
Oh, be a sit-down comic.
Be a sit-down comic. I could have tried that, maybe.
The world's oldest
time.
Joke.
Yeah. True, I could have done that, but I know it was.
You know, the world's oldest joke is about a lady farting in her husband's lap.
What?
They found this joke on, like, whatever it was, and it was just like, we think we found the world's oldest joke, and it was about to do with a woman farting in her husband's lap. Comedy.
Nice.
Still funny.
I mean, it's still funny, exactly.
Still funny. Do you remember the joke?
I'm not off the top of my head.
Pictographic, I'm guessing. Just some woman in a lap.
Like, look, you keep going, I'll try and find it exactly.
Yeah. I'm sure. Mate, we can imagine the joke from here. You don't even need, that's what's so good about
exactly.
It. You almost don't need anything and it's hilarious. Yeah,
it's very
woman
funny.
Woman farting in man's lap.
Hilarious.
Ooh, always funny.
Is that the first sitcom? You
know? Yeah.
That's a situation right there.
It is. It's both. Well done. Fair. But no, the other part, which I want to thank, there was only a few, but they did come, listeners, who came along to the show.
Oh,
I know. That was so great.
That's
amazing.
There
was a couple. There was a few that came along. There's one that I remember just because of a couple that came across from Ireland, and they came to both shows in the same day. And apologies to anyone else who came along as well. I do. I appreciate it all, just because these ones. They came to both, and I was like, and with all of them, though, actually, every time someone came, I was really happy because, like, the book show generally always did well, but the work in progress show, by its very nature, was much looser in structure. So, you know, it could go well, but it could go, you know, iffy. And just got really lucky all the times when they came. But especially, I just remember because this couple that came, I knew that both shows they came to, I was like, yes, that was like such a killer book show. And then the solo thing, and like, I was like, yes, that represented very well. So that was nice. Also, the first thing I said to them, which I was like, if anyone was looking at this, who hadn't listened to the podcast before and the goings-on, would think that this is the cockiest thing they've ever heard. Because they're kind of like, oh, we listened to the show. How you doing? I'm like, oh, cool. So what? Am I as handsome as you thought?
We do talk about that.
We do.
That's what I mean. That's what I was kind of referencing. But anyone listening to that outside, they'll be like, this guy. It's the audacity.
This jerk over here. So the oldest recorded joke was 1900 BC. and it was a Sumerian joke, and it was something which has never occurred since time immemorial. A young woman did not fart in her husband's lap.
Wait, what?
Wait, hang on. So they're saying, not. Is it a double negative?
So, yeah, something that has never occurred since time immemorial.
So it's like a joke, is that it's always happened.
It's just never happened.
Wait, but it's double
a
negative.
A young woman did not fart.
So it's sarcastic.
So they're saying husband's lap. That's,
so it's being sarcastic. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. So they're like, something that's never happened is not a woman farting.
Mm-hmm. That's saying, because it's saying something that's never happened before, saying this time, is that what it is?
I don't know, man. I'm just reading it out. Why are you getting
read
I'm
it not, out one more time?
I'm not analyzing this.
Well,
I'm
we are.
Just
we're reading.
Trying.
Yeah.
Something
which has never occurred since time immemorial, a young woman did not fart in her husband's lap.
Okay, so it is a double negative.
Oh, yes, it is. Yeah,
1900 BC. Farting is still funny.
So they're saying that women always fart in men's laps, is what that's saying. That's hilarious. I like it. I'm a fan.
Yeah, maybe that's really specific. Like, well, you know the rules. Woman sits on her husband's lap. She got to rip one out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they called it back then. Rip one out might not have been in use.
The oldest British joke dates back to the 10th century and reveals the bawdy face of the Anglo-Saxons. What hangs at a man's thigh and wants to poke the hole that it's often poked before?
What is it?
A key.
That is...
Oh, you English
so
people.
Bawdy. I love you English, but you're so English sometimes.
That's cute.
That's hilarious.
10th century. Honestly, not much has changed.
Humor's humor, man.
Humor's
it's always fun.
Funny's funny.
Exactly. Funny is funny.
Funny is funny.
I love how comedy is just fake now. I love it. God. Oh, I rewatched all of I Think You Should Leave recently.
What's all
I
am. What is that?
That is the Netflix show. It's the Tim Robinson. There was another guy who helped make it whose name I've forgotten, but the title is I Think You Should Leave with Tim Robinson, so you can forgive me for that. But it's all the sketches that he wrote for SNL that SNL were like, no, we're not putting this on no. So all the really weird ones. And the first time I watched it, I was like, this isn't that funny. And then weirdly enough, it's been the opposite with every other comedy experience I've had where the more I watch it, the funnier it gets.
Mm.
And it's just the same sketches. It's like six episodes. It's like 2 hours in total or something. Mm. God.
Well, it's great. A wonderful thing, a weird thing about comedy is that it ages the quickest. Like, name, like, how many comedies are always going to be on, like, oh, the top 100 best films of all times? Not many.
There are still some comedy films that I watched when I was younger that I still adore and that I'll still laugh at.
Yeah, but like if you show that to someone now, would they find it that funny?
Right, that kind of aging.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a really good example of...
Duck Soup? I don't know.
I feel like Airplane aged pretty well.
Airplane?
Actually, no, I have a theory about this. So with comedy and things like that, I mean, it applies to any genre, but the original... Like something that starts a new thing that is funny, it is really groundbreaking, usually will then have a lot of people following suit and going in the direction that comedy started off in. And then because comedy is constantly evolving, as it moves away into what is more popular, if you try and show someone the original one, it won't be as funny because it is something that has to keep evolving and it has to keep reinventing itself because comedy is the, you know, the bait and switch. Like comedy is things that you don't expect. Sometimes you do expect, but generally speaking, I remember Zoe, friend of the show, she knows has a lot of film knowledge. She was talking about how horror and comedy work on the same principles.
Mm.
So like the tension building and then breaking, which if you've seen Nanette, she goes into that in a lot of detail.
Mm-hmm.
So that I think that's why it just tends to age because it comedy ends up being linear and cyclical in that it has to keep building and moving and switching and changing tension. Otherwise it won't be comedy anymore.
Yes.
I think that pretty much sums it up, yeah?
Yeah, I got nothing to add to
that. Or you're seeing, which is the kind of thing, like if you've got a routine that someone comes up with for whatever, you'll see the people past that just do it better
because
they'll develop it further and go in more interesting directions. So when you're seeing the original, it's like iPhone 3 versus iPhone 10, you know, like in a lot of ways for some comedy. But then others is obviously completely universal and timeless, I would say.
Like Buster Keaton, correct.
Buster Keaton, yes. Have you seen some of that stuff? That is
actually... It's very funny.
Yeah, that's I was going to go. Like the classics are always the classics, like slapstick.
Although I have some people like, I hate slapstick. So I'm like, well, look, fair enough.
Yeah. But
so good Edinburgh shows?
Yeah, no, it was good. It was good. It was a good time. I Yeah, just been getting back now. Been trying to get back to sort of normal.
So how's things now? We've calmed down. Now that you're back, welcome back, by the by.
Why am I sad?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tell us.
Because of small niggling things that turn into huge ordeals for no reason. I was in Edinburgh for a month. And while I was there, you do a lot of walking every day, constantly, which is great. But then, I don't know if it is, but okay.
You guys walking every day. I exercise and I look like this.
that's what's killing me right now. Because I went to, I did that and then I developed this callus on my toe, which I thought is just nothing. Turns out it's a corn. Do you guys know what corns were always? I always thought corns were like a disgusting growth that you don't even want to look at.
Isn't it like is it dead skin that just kind of builds up? That's or it. Like, that's is that what it is?
That's all it is, yeah, just a bit of callus. It's not even a big bump. It's just like a little bit of a bump. Doesn't anyone else hear the word corns?
And
picture something disgusting.
All I can imagine is corns and bunions, and it's usually an old person. Like, my corns and bunions. You get a file and you file it away.
That's what I'm picturing.
Well, people used to talk about like, oh, rub my corns, rub my bunions. I have bunions on my feet.
Well, what are bunions?
They formed on the other side of my foot. So instead of on the big toe side, they formed on the other one. When I was young, like they're like little bone bump things. And
like
usually,
a spur?
No, not that. They're bunions. Unless my like foot man was lying to me.
Just trying to make it cuter for you.
What's a bunion?
Bunion.
Because it always to me sound like a bunyip, and then I just merge the two in my brain.
I think it's like when your bone goes out the side. So usually bunions are on the toe side, so your toe sticks out a bit, like the toe sticks out in toward each other.
I've seen that before.
Yeah, and then like the outside of the foot.
It's got that.
There's a growth. My dad and my brother have like in-turn feet, you know, when your feet go in
like
your ankles. No, it's like rolled-in ankles.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. And
not split.
Along like the y-axis or the whatever it is.
Yeah, so your ankles are trying to touch the floor from the inside. And I got really worried that I would get that because it was obviously genetic. So I started walking on the outside of my feet and gave myself foot problems. And they're like, you're walking on the outside of your feet. I'm like, yeah, I don't want rolled in ankles. They're like, no.
Think, Pooh, think.
I was like 14. I didn't know. I was just trying my best. They'd had all these foot problems. I didn't want them. So now
we've all done stuff like that.
Those are the red things on my feet.
Where your little toe is underneath.
Under,
so that's what it is. Okay,
that's
right.
A bunyet. So bunion and a bunyet.
Yes. Okay. Well, that's what I've been told. Again,
bunyet
maybe they were lying
much cuter,
for a joke because that's a funny joke to tell someone.
It's a funny, yeah.
Go out to the world and tell someone you've got a bunyet.
Yeah. It sounds almost cute. Yeah. It does.
But you've got your corns.
So that's what I mean. Corns, but then
bunion and a bunyet is when the bone sticks out a little bit. Then it's just like, then your skin and muscles are like, I guess we're growing this way.
Yeah.
A bone spur is when like a little bit of, is there usually a damage or something to like whatever, and like your body's like, I guess we built bone here.
More bone, I think. Yeah, extra bone because they have to file a bone spur away.
Yeah. Wow. And then you've got a corn, which is a callus.
These all sounds, it's just
why
a callus.
Corn? Is it corn, like C-O-R-N, like a kernel of?
Yeah, that's what I was always picturing, a piece of corn sticking out of your foot. Like
that's gross.
Yeah.
Is that what you picture with this?
If it's just dead skin, like.
That's all it is.
Get rid of it, you know? That's doable.
Yeah, well, that's, didn't think of it as anything. And then because I was wearing my runners, I was like, fine, whatever. And then I put on some shoes that I used to be comfortable for a wedding as soon as, like the day after I got back. And that looks like a foot fetishist nightmare, what you've just looked up.
Sam. I looked up corn on feet. I'm not happy with
Let's have a look.
That's just so many things. But this is Googling it, which is...
Yeah, it's just like little...
Look at that.
Look at this monstrosity. Guys, that looking, looks
that's,
like...
That is actual corns growing out of a foot.
Is that teeth?
That's literally... It's the search term is corn growing on a foot. Yeah. As in literal corn.
So that's, surely that is photoshopped. Or is it some weird fungus?
I don't know. We can share this somewhere if people want to see it. Just look it up yourselves.
I think it's literally just someone has stuck corn kernels on their feet. Maybe it's art.
Maybe.
Anyway.
It would be fun to walk on. Squish.
Yeah.
Yeah, so go on.
So, and I didn't think, because again, it's such a small callus that you don't think it's anything.
Yeah.
And then, so put on these shoes that used to be comfortable, these dress shoes, and it was full agony. So this whole wedding, I was like just in so much pain. So drank my way through it, as you do, got sweet by the end, did plenty of Greek dancing, probably didn't help the situation. and then I went to a doctor on the Monday and I told them all this and they're like, oh yeah, we'll give you this thing which like softens it and then you scrape it off. So you got to have it on your foot for a week and then come back and we'll scrape it off. Also, you can't wet it at all.
Okay, so stick foot for a week.
So you have to like, so you shower with like a plastic bag on your foot.
Stick it outside.
Yeah, you can't like, you can't like exercise too aggressively because, you know, with the sweat and all that stuff. So that was a real drainer. And that meant I just didn't do anything for a week after being in transit for however long. Just added to this sense of general sadness, I think.
From a tiny little corn.
From a kind of corn. And now, went back to the doctor. He unwrapped it, scraped off like nothing. Like, is he not, like, even the person, the nurse was scraping it off, was like, you know, when they're like, you can tell this hasn't achieved anything in your I can tell from your reaction that you can tell that this hasn't done anything.
You're like, oh,
and your advice from here on out isn't to continue with this, it's to do your own thing. This is proof that your treatments have failed. Medical establishment. So that was annoying. And then since then, because I've been walking around and because this corn has been pushing the toe together and I had it wrapped like six times with this bandage the doctor put on it, it was scraping against the other toe. So now there's this big gaping red sore on the inside of this little toe now, which is causing excess pain. And then today I woke up and I've got severe lower back pain on my left side, most likely from walking weird for a week because of this bandage on this toe.
That's hilarious.
So this is slowly extending up my foot to my leg and hip now. I don't know where it's going next.
Like a sore neck.
Oh, no.
That's migraines. All from
it's going to put you all out.
I am in all sorts. Like, because I didn't exercise because of this thing because I was like, yeah, whatever. And
fair
then,
enough.
And then, but like, so now I'm just... Just say it's just a mess. I'm a mess.
You're falling like apart that. From
I'm,
one corn.
Yeah, I'm falling like apart that. From the smallest thing, which I didn't even need to fix, it turns out. When I was at the dog, he's like, yeah, a lot of times this happens to people just like, you know, with summer, you'll be wearing more thongs and stuff, it'll just go away. And I'm like, well, I probably just could have worn comfy shoes till then.
I do love that you are literally like a foot corn away from your life falling apart.
I always knew this, just to clarify. I was always sure. I've said this my whole life. Whenever I've had any sort of positive thinking, I'm like, I already know for a fact that I am doing everything correct at all times because otherwise I am falling apart. Like, as in, I always knew. All it took was a week of me not exercising for me to be in severe depression. Like, see, I knew this. I'm literally just popping a ball up in the air like a balloon.
Yeah.
My whole life is that. And as soon as I stop, it's all over for me. Like,
you got to live like a shark. Never stop swimming.
Yeah, actually, just severe anxiety and traits of negative thought cycles.
Wow. Wow, all this from a single corn kernel.
It's
on
escalated
your toe.
Severely, So,
are you okay?
No. Have you not been listening?
Can't you hear?
God.
We have all these physical problems and then the mental
issues. Exactly. Oh, and the mental, and then the existential realization of the truth of what I always thought.
Exactly.
Which is that I am this close at all times.
Yeah, yeah. Not even like one bad day. A small corn.
Yeah. A small callus.
Small
bit of dead skin built up on the little toe, and my life has fallen apart. Like, I am not even kidding. I'm thinking of giving everything up. I'm done. Like, as in, this is, what's the point?
I'm with you, babe.
What is the
point?
What
is?
That's, I'm like, yes, not in a good place.
Yeah, look, it doesn't
mentally,
seem that
to be
way.
Honest. I'm putting on a brave face right now, but it is severe. I haven't slept well in weeks, so we'll get through it, though. We'll be
George,
fine.
No.
We'll be good. Okay, we'll just put on a brave face until...
Until the corn goes and your foot heals and you're walking better.
Yeah, that's kind of the idea right now.
You got to do your George two-hour specials every day.
Yeah, exactly. Get back into yoga, George.
I know. I've got to do that. That's part of it. But it hurt before. Now I'm going to do it anyway. I did it today because of this lower back pain. So that's the first thing I got to do.
I ask a stupid question?
Probably not stupid.
Oh,
let's see.
Assumption, George.
Would rollerblading help? Because you won't be moving your toes.
Look, I think it might have been a stupid question. But now I'm like, maybe not. Maybe clever because you're not moving your toes.
Like, okay.
Do you at least feel smarter now, George?
No, because it came from a nice place. But you're still cramming your foot into some ill-designed shoe made for everyone.
And it'll be sweaty.
The first issue. You're still moving it around your foot, which is, I would say, the problem. So I would have said like cycling would be my go-to for something like that.
I'm guessing it didn't.
Well, I didn't try it. Because like, in all of it's still like, the issue is just any footwear. So that's why I'm actually wearing thongs for once, which I never wear, or flip-flops for our American contingent.
It's basically like, it's a piss week injury, but it really does affect like it's so much.
Affecting my whole life.
It's so your much. Feet. Like,
it's
that's
the same
how you get
as
around.
Not having a foot, right?
Yeah.
In terms of impact, I mean, not just in terms of everything else, but like.
Mm. Yeah, because I remember once when I had like, I think it was like an anal fissure or something like that. And you would be surprised, just like that.
Sounds so much worse.
Like, but you would
say an anal fissure?
Like an anal
fissure,
yeah.
Is that like corn on bum hole?
No. What was it? No, I think it was like, I had like this.
We found something which I found childishly enjoyable, but yeah.
It was like.
Like a crack in your bum?
Yeah, it was like a polyp. So it was this thing that ended up having to get removed.
Like a baby corn.
Yeah, like a little growth. I ended up getting that removed and then
worse
it caused
than a corn.
Like
that's what I'm saying. Corn sounds
fissure.
Like this.
And like, it was just a painful fucking experience because you realize just like something so like little, tiny and insignificant is really just the center point of everything you do. And like, you know, it's just like sitting, walking, standing, everything. I'm like, I'm in so much pain. And he's like, it's just so from what is in essence a very tiny area. And it is very, 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 very frustrating.
Yeah.
And I can imagine just like, yeah, I couldn't do anything. Because just like this, everything hurts and it sucks and it's and you just realize that, you know. Well, for me, I realized that my asshole was like basically the fulcrum of my body. Like everything just deviated to that particular area, and you're like, everything's sore and I hate it.
Your asshole is the fulcrum of your body. That is beautiful.
And I can imagine with your toe, because like anything you do with standing, and it's not even a good toe. It's your little toe.
I know. Well, look, today I was like, look, if you had to pick an appendage to go,
toe,
your whole body,
fuck it off,
a little toe. That's literally like useless. Like, yes. Then it's
or
no
you'd
purpose.
Have to relearn to walk.
No, it's your big toe that's so important for that. I don't think your little toe is.
Your little, wait, it one helps. Of them was with balance.
They're all required. You've grown up having five, and obviously sometimes are worse things than others.
Toe,
but
that's the one where the nerve is. Yeah, there's like a
the
nerve.
The one nerve.
Like there's one. There's like a if you stomp on the little toe, it can like make you pass out.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that's scary.
Yeah. So, it's like a self-defense thing. If someone is, like, attacking you, you just, like, stamp real hard on their little toe. And especially if you say wearing heels. Stamp on that little piggy. And, it's apparently, like, it shuts you down.
Oh. That sounds terrifying.
I know, that's...
But
okay.
Good self-defense, though.
Yeah. I mean, it's still awkward to get in that position to do that, but I mean, go. Yes, whatever.
But, yeah, so it's removing a little piggy.
Yeah. Dad? You think it'd make you fall over?
I reckon walking would be weird because you'd have a section of foot. Oh, unless they took, like, a slice out like a pizza, but you'd have a section.
That's way worse. That's so much for just one toe, Cash.
But if they took out... If they took out the toe and then you had a bit of skin, so as you would walk, the pressure would roll through your foot and where it would usually end, it wouldn't.
Yeah.
So it's like if you're rolling from your palm to the tips of your fingers and then you like try and lift one of your fingers off of it, it'll twist out.
So you're saying the most useless toes are the middle three?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, cool. We know which one to take out now.
Yeah, right.
So, and I've seen gun in my head. They're like, got to remove an appendage. I'm like, middle.
Second from the end.
Ring finger toe.
Ring finger toe.
Oh, right.
Ring toe. We don't need that kind of language in here, guys. All right. I thought we topped it at anal fissure.
Ring finger.
Think boosting.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That sucks that you got a bung toe, man.
Well, just I mean, it's that, and then coming back to reality after being away and kind of rejigging your life strategy in general.
Hey, how's that going?
Information
doing well?
Pertained till now? No, still in quite a state of that's all added to it as well.
Yeah,
you can't have an outlet of like.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you.
That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Certain things which you could do usually to have an outlet of that.
Oh,
while
yeah.
you're trying to mull over rather biggish decisions about what you're doing in general.
Oh, yeah, but now because you can't get up and walk around, you can just use all that time to think.
Ooh,
but you need to walk yeah. to thinking helps.
Isn't that
walking
good?
To
just
think helps.
Cooped up in a tiny room without me, I'm going to move.
Just your thoughts, and time.
Yeah. Going over and over
think,
and
poo,
over.
Think.
Yes. Think, poo, think. Think, poo. Well,
yeah, that's pretty good.
Well, I've always said, like, if you want to know what your real thoughts are, just get jet lag. It's nothing like waking up at 3 a.m. and being like, we need a reason to stay awake now. So you just go through everything. But
how is jet lag going? I don't miss it.
No, it's now that I've discovered the melatonin pills, they are so
I've
good.
I've had good things.
They're great. Yeah, yeah. They're great to knock you back into cycle faster than normal.
That said, like last time we went overseas and came back was from the States. I had the best night's sleep I've ever had on a, like, just ever. I would feel like I would put that maybe in my top five sleeps.
Wow.
I was so tired, so exhausted. I slept the whole way from LA to Melbourne.
Oh my God.
It was the best. I woke up refreshed. I felt great. Zero jet lag.
What did you have?
Nothing. I didn't even like pop pills and like Valium myself out, which is my usual go-to on a plane.
What were you flying in?
A plane.
A plane.
Like economy or?
Yeah, I was next to you. I was next to Jack, who had like the worst plane trip of his life.
How could you sleep for?
I don't know. I slept for like, it was like 10 or 12 hours.
That's so impressive.
I was just like, I woke up like, that was the best. I was so refreshed, and I don't know why. I think, because I'm guessing, you know, the whole experience of LA, we were just like on our feet 24 hours and like not sleeping and all that kind of shit. And then it was just like, time to rest. And my body went good and just shut down. And fuck,
that's amazing.
Good. Like, it's in my top five sleeps of all time.
Wow.
God, and it was a plane sleep.
And it was a plane.
That's crazy.
You're a god.
I know.
No wonder you're so happy. Why is he fine?
I'm fucking great.
Good, because everything's going great. That's why.
I've sort of gotten a bit more control of my work-life balance. So that's going pretty good.
Hey.
I'm actually stopping work and not worrying too much about if like, I'm missing certain deadlines or whatever. Because I'm like, it'll all work out in the wash and
just
I'm all sort
will.
Of going with it. Oh. And I'm just like, it's fine. I'm doing what I can. I'm doing all right.
I don't know if we can have Zaman on the show anymore.
I'm being good.
He's a real downer.
But I'm getting better sleep. Like the whole weighted blanket thing that I got a while back.
Oh my God.
It's so light. It's really good.
That's great.
It's very warm and realizing like a lot of like my pain for the shoulder, just connected to my neck, like the whole scoliosis thing that was happening. And like the cold was really like affecting the joint. But like that blanket is real fucking warm. So it's like even in the morning, I'm like, oh, it's so nice and toasty. So I'm not waking up sore as I usually am. Because that was a problem because like with the whole neck thing, not exercising. So you end up getting more like, because that was another problem as well. I was getting lower back pain again because I wasn't exercising, which fucking sucks. So now I'm like, I'm getting back into the swing of things and things are going pretty good.
Great. So he's healed his one floor as well. This is just bloody great.
Mr. Work-Life Balance over here. Do you want to go back in time and have a past you ask who you are because it's not recognizable?
Yeah.
I think it's a scam.
Can I borrow the time machine actually?
Yeah. No, it did. Like work-life balance has always been a struggle for me. It's always been hard. And don't get me wrong, I'm not perfect. Like, you know, as much as I clearly am. But no, I'm still not there yet. I'm still not 100% where I want to be in terms of like exactly that. But it is definitely a lot better. Like I'm actually taking weekends off. Like there was a public holiday on Friday. I actually took it off.
phenomenal.
Which is, again, rare for me to do.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's this kind of thing where it's just like my weekends are my weekends now. And so it's just like,
wow.
It's nice.
We're all so happy for you, you know?
I'm happy for you.
So bloody happy.
Well, thanks, man. I appreciate it. You're my again, I think, it's, again, like I'm pretty bad at knowing my own inner workings. Like I'm pretty bad at knowing, like today I just forgot to eat.
I haven't eaten today.
Until I started shaking and I'm like, what's that about? I'm like, oh, yeah.
Need to eat to survive.
Yeah, of course.
Think poof. Yeah.
Why are you shaking?
What's you don't actually going need on? To eat to survive.
Oh my God, George. Don't listen to him. If you find yourself cutting down on food, go to therapy.
I'm doing
big
like
meals once or twice
I'm
a day.
I'm doing the fasting
than...
thing.
Yeah.
So that is helping. Like I know it doesn't work for everybody. Not everyone is for it, and all of that. But for me, I'm enjoying it. I'm not being as strict like every time to do that whole 16-8 or whatever it is. But it's just like generally, if I can, cool. But if there's like you know things that are happening, like we're going out, or I'm like, oh, whatever, doesn't matter. But yeah, like I think it's working nice. I'm being more mindful of what I'm eating as well.
That's
so
really good.
It's like okay, well. You know, if I'm only going to eat for a certain period of time, then I know what I kind of want. So I'm going to plan this, this, and this. Like, I'm not skipping meals. I'm not having, you know, only one or two. I'm you know, having the full three. Sometimes because I'm like, if we have two big meals, it'll only be the two.
Yeah, that's a good thing about it.
And, you know, it's just, it sort of like really helps me cut back on snacking, which was
that's the big one.
A problem for me occasionally when I was like, oh, I don't know what to eat. So I'm just like, you know, grazing as it were at like, you know, 10 p.m. or midnight being like, my mother will be peckish. Maybe I'll have some cheese.
But I loved 10 p.m. cheese.
10 p.m. cheese is good. Don't get me wrong.
You're taking a risk on a cheese dream.
Oh, there's so much fun. Love a good cheese dream. But like, yeah, it's just a kind of like, you know, look at it and be like, oh yeah. Well, I've realized, and I've got like an app that tracks everything, and it's really nice to be like, you hit that, and they're like, oh, do you want some ice cream, or do you want a dessert, or do you want a drink of like some kind? I'm like, I've already promised the app, so would be lying if I did. So no, thank you.
Do you live your life by computer says no?
No,
it's technically it's passes them. It says no.
Yeah.
So
I'm like, because I'm like, my past said, hey, we're done for the day. We're good now. You've had your fill, and now it's time for rest. And then present me is like, I did promise past me that.
Yeah.
He put it in.
Okay. Well, no, it's nice to keep a promise to yourself. Yeah. It's also nice to be bad and be like, you made a dumb choice and I'm going to have fun.
Don't get me wrong.
Don't you like fun, idiot?
There are times that where it's like, yes, past me was really going well with this, but now let's fuck him over and do something bad. but like, I find it really easy. Like, I know when I started doing it in Mikafla.
Yeah.
Like, again, because we're going out and meeting people there or whatever. It was easy just to be like, when everyone has these. You know, having a drink or whatever, you're like, it's a soda water. And then you just do that. And because of all this, I've realized like I enjoy black coffee.
Yeah.
So it's just like, cool.
Black coffee is the bee's knees. Yeah.
I like black coffee over ice. It's all right, nice and refreshing.
Welcome.
I'm doing like good with that in terms of like this whole, like, this fasting thing and like being more mindful of what I'm eating and like my again work life balance is really nice where you know doing things on the weekend because like that's the time that my partner has off so I'm like cool well we're doing things on the weekend and so it's like setting that to the side and it's just life's nice and it's
so lovely.
Why
it's nice
am
to
I
see.
Sad? Because you're happy.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been George.
I've been Kat.
At least one of us is still fine.
Woo!
Thanks for listening. If you do need help, go get it. We're not qualified in any way, shape, or form. But if you want to help support us, just head to sanspantsplus.com and give what you can and help support this happy little show. And if you want to stay in contact with us out of the podcast realm, you can hit me up on Twitter. I'm at GoddammitZammit.
I'm at the G Dimmer.
I'm at Rubbly Plank. And I'm at Cass Page.
Thank you so much for finally changing, Cass.
Yes, one of my many marvelous decisions.
Hold up.
What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. Their meditations range to fit your needs each day, from anxiety and stress, relaxation and focus, to building habits and taking care of your physical well-being. They even have expert-led talks on topics such as tips for overcoming stress and anxiety, handling grief, improving self-esteem, caring for relationships, and more. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like, worry of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.